And this is KUOW. I'm Kim Malcolm. It wasn't that long ago that Seattle wasn't so keen on setting up tiny house villages as one possible answer to the housing crisis. Well, times have changed, and now the city is all in. KUOW's Casey Martin reports from Seattle's newest tiny house village.
On 45th Street in the U District, just around the corner from the new light rail station, one full block of sidewalks is clear of cigarette butts and litter. That's because Austin Rusnak has been out here all morning with a push broom and a dustpan.
You're doing the back side right now, then I'll do this side later on today. Just fill up all the garbage, syringes, ripped papers, whatever's out there. Just get it off the sidewalk. Just show the community a little respect back, you know, common courtesy.
Rusnak wants to make a good impression on his new neighbors. He just moved here in October into a tiny house village. The village is made up of rows of small one-room homes that sit on a paved lot. Right now, there are 27 people here, but it'll eventually have room for 70. It's on Roosevelt and called Rosie's Place.
Nice community out here. Everybody gets along together out here. Everybody pitches in and helps and stuff. And so it's a good thing.
Rosie's Place is one of a dozen or so villages around the city. Tiny houses work as transitional housing for people like Rusnak, who are moving out of a tent and hopefully someday into an apartment. The village has case managers and a code of conduct residents have to follow. Like, you can get kicked out for stealing or bringing a weapon to the site. The person who enforces that code of conduct is operations manager E.J. Henry. Her office is at the front of the village and filled with art and decorations.
Here we're a family. Like, when you come in here, I have this, my office looking like this for a reason, because I want them to feel like, homie, come in here, we're a family, we're gonna take care of each other, you have security, you're safe here. That's how my village is run.
Henry gives me a tour of Rosie's. She shows off the laundry room and communal kitchen. Each tiny house is painted a different color, and they all have a little covered stoop. Before this job, Henry used to be homeless too, or raising her son.
I know when I was homeless in 2014, if they had something like this, where me and my son could be in a room like this and we were outside for a few months, they didn't have them then. But if they would have had them, that would have helped me and my kid a lot, a whole lot.
These villages have changed a lot since they first started opening in 2018. Many of the houses were identical and the villages felt a bit industrial. Sharon Lee runs the Low Income Housing Institute, which operates Rosie's Place and other shelters.
I think in the beginning, people were very fearful of villages. They said, oh, we should just have them in industrial areas, right? But we're not housing widgets, we're housing people, right? And so people belong in neighborhoods. So this is a great neighborhood.
Rosie's is right in the heart of U District, on the bus line and across the street from a row of stores. One of those stores is a donut shop, where Kenny Morris is the manager.
So far, so good. It's been good just because we haven't heard anything.
Morris and the other businesses say they have had some issues before with people living outside. A few fires in the alley next to the building. This year, they all pitched in for a security guard. Morris says he's concerned about the tent encampment next to I-5, just down the street from Rosie's Place.
I'm hopeful that this place is going to do some good, but I mean, Seattle's tried to conquer this problem how many times? I'm like, hopefully they have a plan and hopefully they can share it and hopefully it works out.
Overlooking Rosie's is a modern apartment complex that was just built next door. And that's what Seattle needs a lot more of, Lee says, housing.
In Seattle, we need thousands more units of extremely affordable housing. Right. Not everybody needs a whole lot of services. Of course, we have people who do need some services, but we need the rents to be so affordable. Otherwise, we're going to just continue to see this this rate of homelessness.
Lee and the King County Regional Homelessness Authority agree that these villages, although a good transition off the street, are not long-term housing. The goal is that people here stay 6 months before finding a permanent home. But some have stayed up to a year at a tiny house village, even two. Until he can get matched with a new place, Austin Rusnak says he'll keep his current home clean.
I get better sleep, know I'm secured, you know, it's like my own room. Having your own key makes you feel like a little more human.
This fall, when Rosie's Place opened, the city of Seattle also increased the number of houses at the Village in Inner Bay. And a new village in Bitter Lake opened this week, where there's a waiting list of people hoping to get a tiny, temporary home. Casey Martin, KUOW News.